Suck the Mishnah Vayter, Masechtas Erevin, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Hakoyva Sha'amru, this beam that we spoke about, the beam that we put on top, the cross beam by the entrance of the Mavoi, how wide does it have to be? Zak the Mishnah, Rechava, wide enough. Kidei lekabel, it should be able to hold a riach. An ariach. What is an ariach? An ariach is a brick. But it's a brick with specific dimensions. It has a certain size, as the Mishnah continues to explain. The ariach, an ariach, is chatzi levena. It's the size of a half a brick, shel shlosha tfachim, of three tfachim. Now you know that a levena is a brick. Where did you have that in Chumash? Parsha Shemais, Vayamaru eschayayam bi'avaydakasha b'chaymer uvilveinim. Now the bricks had certain standard sizes. A levena would be three tfachim. A tefach is like the size of a fist, approximately 4 inches. Our Mishnah is teaching us that an ariach is chatzi levena shel shloisha tfachim. It's a half a brick of three fists. In other words, how wide is the ariach? Half of three. Half of three is 1.5. So it's actually long three. Both the ariach and the levena are long three, but a levena is wide 3 tvachim, and an ariach is wide 1.5 tvachim. So our beam has to be wide enough to hold an ariach. So how wide does it have to be? I would think that if the ariach is wide 3 tvachim and the beam has to hold up the ariach, so the beam would have to be wide 3 tvachim, but that's not necessarily the case, as the Mishnah continues to explain. Diet would be enough, lekaira, for our beam that goes over the top of the mavoi, shetei rechava tefach, that it should only be wide at tefach. Kedei lekabel ariach li'arkai, in order to hold the ariach in its length. Now we already explained, what are the dimensions of the ariach brick? It's long 3 tvachim and wide 1.5 tefach. So if you take the part that's long and you put it alongside the beam, what's going to extend over the two sides? Well, if the brick is 1.5 tefach and my beam is only 1 tefach, that means there's going to be 1/4 tefach on each side that sticks out, because it's 0.5 tefach wider than the beam. But if I space it in the middle, you have 1/4 tefach on each side. That's not a problem. The beam can still hold it. Incidentally, why does the beam have to be wide enough to be able to hold an ariach? Because it represents the idea that you can build on top of it. So once again, we learned in our Mishnah that the beam has to be wide enough to be able to put an ariach on it. And an ariach is half of a levena. A levena is 3 by 3. An ariach, though, is 3 in the length, but 1.5 tefach in the width. So a beam that's wide 1 tefach, although the brick is going to stick out a little bit on both sides, it's not a problem. 1/4 tefach on both sides will still keep the brick firmly in place on top of the beam.